Well, this is something else. If this really does happen, there are not a lot of details on this, but the Seattle Times is reporting what it knows, and we'll know more about this tomorrow. But an announcement apparently is coming tomorrow about the possible release of the last surviving Puget Sound orca in captivity. And according to the reporting, it would be a return to her native waters, meaning this is one of the orcas that was taken from out of here in the 1970s and would be returned here to our local waters. Now, this is Lolita. She is the last known surviving orca who was taken out of here in the 1970s. And she's been in the Miami Seaquarium for years.
Didn't they set like a number of them free or something, or send them to Iceland to live in some kind of offshore netting or something to kind of reintroduce them a couple years ago, some of the captured ones?
I don't know if any were ever returned here.
But they did try it in Iceland, right?
So,
or something like that.
I don't know. But the story is that there's going to be a news conference tomorrow in Miami. It will be with the Seaquarium in Miami. And Jim Irsay, the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, will be part of the news conference. And the significance of that is that he is a longtime contributor to the Indianapolis Zoo and many other causes, gives a lot of money. And what you're left to do when you read this story is to kind of piece this together. And I don't know if this is true or not, but the way the story reads as you try to connect the dots is that Jim Irsay might be at that press conference to announce that he's putting up the money to return this Lolita to, they're saying, her native waters. It's got to be here, to return her to here. She was taken in 1970, according to Wikipedia. She was taken from here in 1970 when she was 4 or 5 years old.
And they think they can just reintroduce her to
I
one of the
know.
Pods or
I
one
don't
of
know
the,
how that would work.
The J-pod or something. Hey, Lolita, where you been? And then the she's back in the fold, or at that point, do you enter as a transient kind of whale?
I don't know how that would work. I don't know how she would. Would they accept her? Would she want to come here? Would you? I mean, you know, when you're fit, she's 57 years old, man. At
and
that
I've been
age,
getting hand-fed fish for the last 50 years.
And at that age, you want to be in Florida. You don't want to be in the Pacific Northwest. You're going the
Those
wrong
king
way.
King salmon are fast. Yeah. You want to have to chase that thing.
So I'm not sure how that would work, but we will.
I'm not good with jumping through hoops anymore either. But I don't know if I want to chase salmon.
We will find out tomorrow. But 270 orcas were taken from out of here in the 1970s. It's hard to imagine that.
Yeah.
But that's what happened. 270 orcas.
Shamu and all that at SeaWorld. I went to all that mess.
Some were kept for captive display. And she is the last known survivor of all of those who were taken. And now these whales live, according to Google, 50 to 90 years in the wild. She's only in the wild for a few years. Who knows what kind of life, you know, how do you gauge the lifespan of a whale that's lived like that? I don't know. I guess they probably have statistics on that. But, it seems kind of... It seems kind of a rough transition. And then what do you... How did they transport these whales?
Oh, I think they got them, picked them up in like a big net and put them onto like a barge that had some kind of water on it or something.
Okay, and then shipped them to wherever it was they had to go? I guess you're not putting them on a cargo plane.
The Whale Sanctuary Project has a story dated from August of 2019 that says, this week marked the completion of the return of 10 orcas from a whale jail in Russia to where they were captured last year. And so this, you know, other parts of the world, but this kind of thing has been done.
I don't know if you remember this, but I think it was about 7 years ago or so, we talked to a group, and I don't know if it was that group that you just referenced, that was trying to create what is essentially be a retirement village for orcas out in the San Juans, where they would kind of be penned up. And the idea was to get these orcas who were taken decades ago and then have them come back here and have them in a protected, heavily monitored area off the San Juan Islands. And I don't know if that's if this group is going to be a part of that, if they're I'm not sure, but I guess tomorrow we would find out. But this would be quite the undertaking if this is the case. So anyway, that bears watching tomorrow. As if you read the Seattle Times story, it sounds like it's possible that the idea is that the last surviving orca taken from these waters decades ago could possibly return.
I believe that could happen, but how it folds into the ones that are already here.
I think they must have
that figured out somehow.
It's got to be that retirement community thing they were talking about building. The villages. It's the villages for orcas. Who knew retirement could be so much fun?
More Brad and John next. Oh boy. KISM.